Hello, Internet. My name's Jonathan Cook.
And I'm Matt Noble.
We here at Screen Verdict like to honour traditions. And one of my favourite traditions on the podcast is our yearly review of the videos nominated at the MTV VMAs.
Woo! There is nothing I am at the same time ridiculously excited about and ridiculously unexcited about in the world than the MTV Video Music Awards.
We're not necessarily that big on the music video scene and the types of music videos that get nominated. Some can surprise us, but that's why we love getting into the VMA so much, because we get those surprises and we get to pick apart the things that we just find baffling. The mirrors, the Bruno Marses.
What comes out of Katy Perry's breast?
What comes out of Katy Perry's breast each year? It really is just a plethora of
absurdity and quality. We always start off with some snubs. Any snubs this year from the Video Music Awards?
Well, what we did last year was, we didn't watch any of the music videos beforehand.
No.
We watched all of these through the power of time travel. We'll explain that a little bit more later. Live on the podcast and gave our live reactions to the videos. So in the past 12 months, I have watched no music videos to guarantee fresh live reactions to each and every one of these fantastic VMA nominees.
I've got one snub.
Is it something by Lorde? Everyone loves Lorde.
The Royals. Oh. Yeah, well, I guess that's a bit of a snub. I think I got nominated in one of the other categories.
You can't go outside without hearing Lorde at the moment.
Yeah. You wanna be raw? Sorry, I shouldn't just sing the songs. This is probably copyright issues. Anyway.
Because you would be so on point that the software used to detect copyright infringement would not be able to tell the difference between your voice and Lorde's, and we would end up getting sued. So yeah, I'm glad you cut yourself off there, man.
The snub I'm thinking of is Katy Perry. She won it for Fireworks for our first the year we did our first ever Video Music Award. She was back the next year in full force. I think last year she wasn't nominated, but she hadn't done any music videos. And this year, left out of the top category.
I know this is cheating a little bit, seeing as she did get nominated, but what came out of Katy Perry's breast this year?
Well, I haven't seen her music videos, so I'm watching it now while we're talking. There's this one called Dark Horse.
I have not seen the music video, but I know she has a song where she sings about balloons. And as I said, I've not seen the music video, but I can almost guarantee you that at some point she opens up whatever she's wearing to reveal what could be her breasts, but instead balloons come out.
Well, that's the problem. It's finished. Nothing came out of her breasts.
Well, that's why she didn't get nominated. Case closed.
That's the problem. Yeah. There we go. Mystery solved. So how's this going to work, Jonathan?
What we're going to do is each give a Screen Verdict rating for the music videos out of 5. Combine those scores for, let me just crunch that out. Score out of 10, a combined score out of 10, and the music video with the highest score out of 10, we are going to vote for. It's going to get the official Screen Verdict vote for the MTV VMAs.
How exciting.
Yes, if Katy Perry didn't get nominated, who did?
The first one I'm seeing here is by someone quite that knows her way around a VMA, Beyonce, featuring Jay-Z, Drunk in Love.
Jay-Z wasn't available for the recording, so they
Jay-Z. Sorry.
They got the part-time impersonator, Jay-Z, to fill in with Beyonce. We're back. Sorry it took so long, guys.
Yeah, though for that it would have seemed less time, because they didn't come on the time machine with us.
It's only a two-person time machine at the moment. The interns are bugging us constantly to use them, but podcasters only at the moment.
Yeah. So, how do you want to skin this cat?
Drunk in Love, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Let's see what goes down. Okay. There's nothing I love more in music videos where there's a full minute before the song starts. So they've nailed that. First minute, Beyonce is out on the beach. This is a bit of a recurring theme in the music video. She's out on the beach. It's black and white. Seems kind of like nighttime. Though it's somehow very well lit. It's kind of nighttime and well lit. A lot of mystery in this music video. And she's wearing, I guess, a bikini. And what do you even call that? That thing, it's sort of like a dress that goes over the top of a bikini, but it's like almost entirely see-through.
Yeah, it's like sort of a mesh sort of thing. I'm not really that into all the fashion lingo. It looks all right. She's looking good.
I don't wear a lot of mesh myself, so maybe I should start. This is an MTV VMA-nominated outfit. Maybe that's what's holding me back. So the song starts, and she's kind of dancing, just jiggling around on the beach, singing about how she's been sipping on some love drink.
She holds up a trophy?
What did she
get the trophy for?
Well, it must have been something good, because that was a big trophy.
Do you reckon it would have been good if the trophy was a VMA award from a couple of years ago? Would that have been a better trophy to hold up?
So yeah, this is a great trophy. On the top of it, it appears to be a statue of a beauty queen, maybe? Is that what it looked like to you?
Okay, so she's just won a big competition. And I buy it. I buy it.
This is a believable plot device.
So Beyonce's won a beauty pageant, and to celebrate, she's gone down to the beach on her own.
All right, we're unravelling the mystery already. It's coming together.
So she's won, she's gone on her best swimsuit and some mesh and gone down to the beach to celebrate with a bit of dance.
And she's
sexualized dancing.
Oh, she's getting into it. She's reckless. She's rolling around. She doesn't care about sand. I hate it when I'm like, I get wet at the beach, then you get sand all over you and you feel gritty and dirty, but she's just like, nah, I'm in the zone. I'm going to jiggle it. I don't care how gritty and sandy I am.
She does not get much sand on her at all.
She's done a great job, especially the top half. That, despite all the head whipping and so forth, face and completely sand-free.
And she is sometimes down on all fours. She's rolling around on the sand at one point. Keeps very clean.
I got to give plus 1 points for promoting good knee health. I took great issue with Taylor Swift when she was dramatically rolling about on the floor and she would lie back with her toes splayed out, lying all the way back, putting a lot of pressure on the ligaments in her knees. But Beyonce kept her toes tucked and rolled about to her knees' content.
Yeah, it was very good. She also, I like it earlier on the music video, she's walking on the sand. She puts her hand on her ass, just, I think, to make sure the swimsuit hasn't ridden up. Because that can very easily happen when rolling around on the beach.
Couldn't have edited that out had it had happened.
Yes, but it's still good to check, right? Like, you know? Do you think this is, like, in a music video it sort of works, but in real life if there was a woman on the beach just doing all this stuff just completely on her own, we'd think she's mental.
It's so well lit because the cop cars are driving onto the beach to take this woman away to the hospital.
Yeah. But look, credit where credit's due, she can really move her body, Beyonce.
I don't know, I felt like in previous music videos, she was showing off her dancing skills. You know, you see like Single Ladies or something and you go, wow, you'd have to do dance lessons. You know, you'd have to go to like 5 or 6 dance lessons in order to be able to do this. I felt like in this music video, she was just dancing how she would, like, if she was in her bedroom. Like, if she was just goofing around and her favorite song came on the radio, you know, probably, like, one of her own. And she's just jiggling about, just as if no one's even watching.
Yeah. Do you like that or not like that?
It gave it a sort of honest, fun feel, but it wasn't very impressive.
I'd sort of agree. And look, to be fair, though, I've said to be fair a lot in this music video, which is probably setting up for a
because you're sport. Usually unfair.
Yeah. I think when people usually say to be fair, it's like they don't like something, and they're going, take aside all my bias and hate for this thing. I'll throw a bone this person's way. To be fair, I think if we put a video camera in most girls' bedrooms and we videoed them dancing around to
this,
their favorite
This song, sounds like a very illegal plan, Matt. I'm not really...
I'm not going to... I said if. I didn't say we were doing it.
Well, I just wanted to make it clear I wasn't on board when...
I'm not on board with this plan either. But I was saying, I bet if we did it, that... The girls would not look as good as Beyonce does. In this She's got quite a knack for movements.
Well, it seems to work. She seems to attract some attention.
Yes.
Because she is soon joined by Jay-Z wearing a leather cap. Matt, what's your thoughts on the leather cap?
I'm not a huge fan of the leather
cap. I'm not a big fan of the leather cap. I mean... Your head gets warm enough wearing a regular hat. I mean, I know it gets colder in New York, but...
It's at night.
I'm repping the West Coast, and it is way too hot to wear a leather cap in LA.
It's at night, though. What do you think about the hat at night?
It is 10:46 p.m. here, and I am, like, pretty toasty right now.
So he's there, and she hugs him for a bit. And then Jay-Z starts rapping. Turns out he's holding a glass of wine. He's brought a glass of red with him down to the beach.
I'm fairly sure that's illegal.
It's illegal, but sort of classy. It's not the bottle in the paper bag.
It's not a goon sack.
Yeah. While he's rapping, what was your read on Beyonce?
At this point, I just felt like... It was them just doing whatever they felt like. They were just having fun, as if they weren't even being recorded. Which is kind of cool, but you got the sense that Jay-Z and Beyonce are just so popular, so rich, they can just do whatever they want now. Which is not really a good thing when you just don't have anyone giving you pointers or telling you, yes, this is working, or no, that's not working. Like, I felt like if whoever was directing that music video, it was like, oh, you know, that's good, but maybe we could try this instead. Jay-Z would just be like, what company do you work for? Yeah, let me just make a call. Yeah, I just bought that company, and now you're fired.
Yeah. I feel like Beyonce looked a bit... She's pretty restless throughout this whole music video. And when it's Jay-Z's turn, she looks even more restless. She's, like, starting to mouth some of his rap lines. She gets a bit annoyed she's not singing anymore. She's pulling a few faces that are a bit weird. She starts doing the rap thing with her fingers in the background. Like, she's just... Seems like she's just waiting for his bit to get over so she can get back to singing again.
And then it ends. There's a big payoff at the end where they just sort of stop the song and Beyonce looks at the camera.
So, should we give this a score?
No story, way too long, kind of goofy, a little bit fun, but didn't really show anything creative or skillful or impressive or innovative. 2 out of 5.
Okay, I will make a note of this. I actually this year have lined paper to write our scores on. I know we're infamous for our unlined paper scoring system. We'll see how the lined paper works. Here's what I liked about this music video. It was fairly aesthetically inoffensive. Like, it was quite nice to watch. I think the black and white cinematography looked good. I think Beyonce looked good. But there's nothing, there's no story. The trophy we were able to pick up what that was, but it did take a bit of thought into what that trophy was. So we didn't, and it didn't really go anywhere. Why didn't the trophy come back at the end? Would like to see what happened to the trophy. Is he going to say, "Oh, you won a trophy? That's great." Like, I don't know. So yeah,
I'm a trophy wife. You're being a bit too literal there, Beyonce.
Yeah, she looks pretty good. The music video looks pretty good, but there's nothing else there. 2 out of 5. So I'm tabulating Jonathan on our lined piece of paper, and I can tell you that Beyonce gets, for Drunken Love, featuring Jay-Z, gets a 4 out of 10. That's not a low score generally for these reviews we do.
If history is anything to go by, that is in the running. The bar
that
has been set.
That is not out of the race by any stretch. Okay. So, are you ready for the next one? We're back!
That wasn't a smooth landing. Got a little bit wobbly in the time machine there. But we made it. So what's going on? What happens in the music video, Matt?
So you start off and Iggy is sitting in her bedroom or in a shop. I think a bedroom. She's got a wardrobe out. And she's using some sort of website to get a match, a clothing match. She's able to match up this nice little yellow and black checkered outfit. So she wears it to school. Now, I was a bit unclear whether she was the teacher or a student in the school. Were you confused by this?
I think she was at the front of the class, but I feel like she was just giving a talk or something. Because there was older dude there.
Yeah, it's an older dude and an older woman to her left. So I thought student, but then one of the lines in the song is teaching science.
Yeah, that's what you do when you go up and give an oral report. You lay down some knowledge on your fellow students.
Okay. So she's a student. Okay. Giving a presentation. Yeah, which makes it looks like what a student should wear, not what a teacher should wear. I'm glad that the teacher's not wearing this sort of schoolgirlish outfit, very short skirt.
It depends whether your teacher looks like your teachers or whether they look like Iggy Azalea, I suppose.
Fair enough. So it seems like this hot little outfit has not done much to grab the attention of her class, who are still just throwing paper planes and balls around the room. Even the teacher looks a bit over it.
No, she needs to up the ante.
So she starts dancing a bit, and that gets marginally more interest. So we then go out of the classroom. What do we then see, Jonathan?
Well, I was a little bit confused as to whether this was set in the 90s or whether Iggy attended the high school where everyone liked to dress as if it were the 90s. I think the main clue being the 90s wasn't in HD, and this was. Okay, so I'm going to go with they're just pretending it was the 90s.
So, yeah, so then what happens?
Nothing happens. There's people driving around like a maniac in a BMW and they scream because, like, a truck drives up behind them. They dance around the school, they walk around the school. She's sitting back down in the desk and it's the whole time just singing the same two bits in the song over and over again. And
there's
then
a girl
ends.
At a cafeteria table singing for a bit with her friends. There's a bunch of girls with Iggy queuing up to use the tennis court. Seems like that's the hottest place to be, the tennis court in high school. And they've got their tennis outfits on all ready to go, but since they can't make the court, they dance instead with their tennis gear. They thought, oh, let's not just be bored waiting in queue. Let's have a bit of fun dance. There's some cheerleaders thrown into the mix. And then they rock up to a party. What goes down at the party?
I don't know. Nothing goes down at the party. They just dance some more and walk around and wear funny clothes. This basically looked like the movie Clueless if you condensed it into 3.5 minutes and replaced any semblance of story with two verses and a chorus. Yep.
They're not going looking for guys at the party, which I thought was a bit interesting.
That's not the fancy thing to do. The classy thing to do is you don't chase the guys. They've got to ask for your hand to dance.
Oh, well, that's backfired on them because no guys approach them. And then they come back to school. Well, I don't know if they're just cutting back to earlier in the day because they're wearing the same outfit and just dance a bit more.
One out of five. It's a 1 out of 5. It gets half a point for being less than 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I forget what the other one was. So you should count yourself lucky that you got 1 out of 5, Iggy. Oh, she's Australian. I was biased. I gave her half a point for being Australian. There you go.
You're giving her one. You know what? This was a bit of fun, this video. It was a short watch. I'll definitely add some marks for it not being too long. Do you think she was fancy?
No, but that's the point. She's being funny and ironic.
That's ironic. So I'll give a point for irony. I'll give a point for irony and a point for not being too long. 2. I'll give it a 2 out of 5.
I think we need to use these time machines to bring back some more advanced calculators to get these sums calculated.
My pen's broken.
Quick, more quick.
I fixed it. Okay, for Iggy Azalea, Fancy, featuring Charlie XCX, which could be a Roman numeral for a number. 3.
There you go. A score that exceeded merit.
So we'll see if that's good enough to win later in the podcast. The next one, I've heard this song before. Miley Cyrus with Wrecking Ball. Choo, 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 choo. That was intense. Now, I've got an initial question, something I was confused about here, and it's probably the main line of the song.
I'm surprised you have just the one, but continue.
Hello, Raja question. Who is the wrecking ball in the relationship? Because the line is, I came in like a wrecking ball. All you ever did was wreck me.
She came in metaphorically like a wrecking ball, but he did the literal wrecking. She was just too gung-ho. She just went right at it. But then he ended up just hurting her and ruining her, and he wrecked the relationship.
Okay. Very confusing.
Many layers. Layers upon layers. Very layered,
complex. Okay. She does start a little bit interesting, too. We've got an extreme close-up on her face. Red lipstick, very blue eyes. The colours are surely sending messages of some description.
The white skin, the red lipstick, the blue eyes. It's American, man. It's patriotic.
Yeah, a very patriotic song. She is the girl who did Party in the USA. She talks about how she fell in love and she doesn't want him to ever say she walked away. She'll always want him, but he like ruined her, I guess. So did she walk? It sounds like she walked away.
Nah, man. When it's all smashed up, she's still there. That bum's, he's not amongst the wreckage. She's the one kicking about in all the rubble.
So he set the scene. There's been a breakup. It's because this guy's been bad news. But she still loves him. She still will always want to be with this guy. Maybe hasn't learnt the Taylor Swift lesson of that guy was trouble. We're never getting back together. He's still clinging on to some form of hope. Or some form of desire for this douchebag. What happens next?
Well, she's tearing up, and then we go to a room where there are these cement bricks set up, kind of making three walls, and I'm thinking these are going to get smashed up. This is a song about wrecking balls. She seems emotionally unstable. Those bricks are going to get it. And
she's got a hammer, so you think maybe she's going to destroy the walls with this hammer.
She's got a sledgehammer, and you think she can do some damage with that. And I guess the chorus drops, came in like a wrecking ball. And there's no wrecking ball. Surely you time in the music video the drop of the chorus where you yell out wrecking ball is the point at which the wrecking ball goes boom, through the... But I don't know, she's just tinkering her away, like, hitting it. I mean, I can't blame her for not being able to swing it very hard. That sledgehammer was as heavy as she was. She's just tinkering away at it, and then 15 seconds later, then the wrecking ball comes through. Not very quickly. That was a bit... I guess there was some sort of health and safety thing. Oh, a shard of cement's going to fly across the room and hit Miley Cyrus in her eyes that are insured for $250 million. So you have some lame little wrecking ball just sort of tap the cement over.
Yeah, and one of the walls sort of goes like, plop, like... With the sledgehammer, she sort of more just holds it up and then just drags it along.
Yeah, I don't think she wanted to hurt the sledgehammer. She seemed to like the sledgehammer. She was getting pretty into the sledgehammer.
Really like a sledgehammer. Yes, I was...
She was missing this guy a lot.
Well, okay.
And the sledgehammer was reaping the benefits.
Yes. I did wonder about this while watching the music video, and I have a theory. It could be the wrong theory, but I'll run it by you. She's talking about this guy, this relationship being a bit like a wrecking ball, being a bit of a very destructive relationship, and we just think metaphor. Is she just in love with a wrecking ball? Has she fallen for a wrecking ball? It's sort of a metaphor that she just came on right into that relationship like a wrecking ball, with the wrecking ball, which then turned out to be nothing but destructive.
Miley Cyrus, those lyrics, they're very layered. Sometimes it's metaphor, sometimes it's literal. Is she in love with the destruction, you know, the chaos, the madness of this relationship? Or when she is licking the sledgehammer and the chain of the wrecking ball, she's just in love with demolition tools?
Because sometimes people make things more complicated than they have to be. Can it just be as simple as she's in love with the wrecking ball and she's trying to use the hammer, the sledgehammer, as the rebound?
Playing the two off against each other, making them jealous.
Yeah, well, she starts licking that sledgehammer and the wrecking ball comes in pretty quickly to knock down those walls. She gets, and then she's right back on the wrecking ball.
All of a sudden, Stan's clothes.
Yeah, that is some very hot wrecking ball action with Miley Cyrus. Straddling the wrecking ball nude, getting very close to the chain.
Beyoncé liked to ride the surfboard. Seems like Miley Cyrus is having a pretty good time riding the wrecking ball.
Oh, yeah. She might be nude on that wrecking ball, but she is wearing boots.
Yeah, you got to, man. It's a safety regulation. Yeah. If she dropped that sledgehammer on her toe, you could break a toe.
And I imagine some of that rubble is quite sharp. So I think it's a really smart idea to wear boots. You know, you're obviously in love with this wrecking ball. You want to get your clothes off, rub up against him and think, fair enough, but keep your boots on.
Wear protection.
Yes. Yes. When you're sleeping with the wrecking ball, you need a different type of protection. Pregnancy not an issue, foot injuries, for sure.
So Matt, what's your verdict?
There's some interesting imagery here. Someone on a wrecking ball, no clothes on, talking about a destructive relationship, then rolling about in the rubble of that. Throw a bit of like sneaky make-out scenes with a sledgehammer. It's the kind of absurdity I love to see in the MTV Video Music Awards. It will get a point just for the great level of absurdity and symbolism that is present. But there wasn't heaps I loved about it. As you said, there are a few missteps of when the wrecking ball comes in with the song. Can I give it a 2 again?
This held my attention slightly more than fancy. It was pretty unique, but not really in a good way. You're thinking, yeah, I've not seen someone making out with a sledgehammer in a music video before, but do I necessarily want to? No. I'm going to give it a 1.5 out of 5.
Okay. So let me calculate that up for us. That gives us, for Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball, a 3 out of 5.
No, it doesn't.
Sorry. That gives Miley Cyrus... Let me just recalculate. That gives Miley Cyrus... A 3.5 out of 10.
Oh, we brought back a dud. That was a dud calculator we brought back from the future that time.
These are complicated scores. You feeling good, Jonathan?
I am feeling. I got a giant smile on my face. It's times like this I wish it was a webcast. You can see the euphoria emanating out of my facial region.
You can't not be happy after listening to that song. Don't think it was a bit overplayed on the radio.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the first month that came out, boy, wasn't it great. Second month, you're like, oh, it's good. It's, yeah, it's sort of irritatingly catchy. Third month, it's like, I want to strangle everyone.
Yeah. A bit overrated and overplayed, but it is a fun song. And
but I hadn't heard it in a while, so I'm happy.
Yeah, and I feel pretty. Yeah, and I feel pretty happy having watched it. And look, it starts off. Pharrell Williams is walking in a darkened alley, running his hand along the side of the wall, probably wishing he had a sledgehammer or something.
He was outmatched.
But fortunately, this takes a less angsty turn than the Miley Cyrus. Opening, and he just dances about being happy, and we just cut to a whole bunch of other people dancing about being happy.
And a hat makes an appearance in the music video. I was critical of Jay-Z's hat. Are you a fan of Pharrell's hat?
I don't think I could pull off Pharrell's hat, but it works for him. I like the hat. I'm a big fan of cowboy hats. It's sort of got a slight cowboy vibe to it. So I'm gonna.
He looks like a, what do they call, like Mounties? Like, you know, those Canadian policemen that ride horses.
So he's got some cool dance moves. He's a pretty good dancer. There's also a lot of controversy around the line, a room without a roof. Is that possible to have a room without a roof? If there's no roof, does it not make it a room anymore? What's your thoughts?
There's an old saying that says a room without a roof is not a room, but it is in fact a mother effer, if you refer to the text. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let that mother effer burn.
I've just checked dictionary.com for the definition of room. And the first one is a portion of space within a building or other structure separated by walls or partitions from other parts. No roof. No mention of a roof.
No mention of a roof. That is roof optional.
There you go.
It is just people clapping and dancing to the song. A couple of things I like about that is, A, these people do emanate happiness. It's a great cast of characters that include people that can really dance. You see some pretty cool moves in there with people that cannot really dance, but don't care. They're just happy to shake and flail about and clap along to this damn catchy song.
It's not about how good you are at dancing. It's about just having a go.
See, what's great about this is that happiness appeals to all people. Whereas if you look at Miley Cyrus's song, that's really only appealing to people that are interested in demolition tools or demolition tools that are interested in Miley Cyrus. So it's sort of a narrow scope compared to the appealing for everyone happiness from Pharrell.
Yeah. Now, I noticed a few celebrity cameos. And, you know, if you've listened to all our podcasts, you know that celebrity cameos could be the key to a great score. I think our best reviewed music video ever on Screen Verdict was Beastie Boys' Make Some Noise.
We love the celebrity cameo. Obviously, Pharrell has been listening to the Screen Verdict podcast.
Yeah, he's going for the Screen Verdict vote here in a big way. Now, did you notice any of the celebrity cameos? Because I thought there's a game we could play.
Who saw the most celebrities?
Yeah, that's the game, yeah. So this is how it's going to work. Jonathan, you're going to say the name of a celebrity you saw. I've then got to say one, but I can't say one you've already said. Then it'll go back to you, and you can't say someone I have said. Last person standing wins.
Okay. The first celebrity I saw was Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. I saw that one too. Got to cross it off my list. Okay. The first celebrity I saw was Pharrell Williams. Does that count?
That's not a cameo.
It's not a cameo, but it's a celebrity.
I'm going to say no. I'm not going to give it to you.
Oh, no. Okay. I saw Steve Carell.
I saw Steve Carell.
He was on the bus. Okay, who do you have?
I saw the basketball player Magic Johnson.
Oh, that's who that was. I knew that was a celebrity, and he had sporting trophies behind him, so I knew it was basketball thing. Okay. I couldn't remember the name. Okay. I'm pretty sure I saw this guy, Ed Helms.
I did not see Ed Helms.
Okay, we'll fact check it. But let's count him for now, because I can't look up a list without seeing other celebrity names that were in the music video.
Yeah, I'm going to question it, because I know Ed Helms. I feel like I would remember.
I think he was wearing a hat. I think. I'll see the hat.
I would remember if I saw Ed Helms. So if Ed Helms was in it, it means I missed it. But I'm going to hold out that one was not correct. Okay, the next celebrity that I maybe saw was Kelly Osbourne.
I didn't see her, so we're gonna. But I don't know what she'd look like nowadays, so she could be in it. That's
I'll be honest, it was someone with pink hair that is probably younger than Kelly Osbourne.
Okay, we'll check into it. The next celebrity I saw was Andre Brower.
From Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes.
No, I didn't see him either.
Okay, so let's check
out. I didn't realize we were going to be playing a guessing game. I feel like.
I only thought of this half. When we saw Steve Carell, that's when I thought we'd play the game. So there'd be most celebrities were off the table then, I think.
Okay. The next person I saw was some guy that I thought looked kind of English, and he might have been in some TV show like Doctor Who or Sherlock or something else that I don't watch.
Oh, we're going to need a name, but I think I know who you're talking about. I don't know his name either, or didn't get rid of it, but I could have a guess on his name, so I think you're going to have to, like, give us a name.
George Rimmington.
Okay, I'm going to say Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm going to say an equally made-up sounding name to what you said, but I'm not sure that was him. You must be spent if you're going to George Rimmington.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. I'm spent too, so we're now just going to have to check the list and see who got the most right. Guest appearances in Pharrell Williams' Happy music video. Okay, Whit Hartford, Kelly Osbourne, Jonathan, ding, ding, ding. Michael Johnson, ding, ding, ding. Judah Faber, Sergio Mendes, Jimmy Kimmel, Odd Future, Steve Carell, Jamie Foxx, Anna Oritz, Miranda Cosgrove, Gavin DeGraw, and JoJo. Where are Ed Helms and Andre Brown?
Not to be seen. Oh, man. I was just hoping that they weren't going to be there and that I could win on Magic Johnson. But the fact that that was actually Kelly Osbourne, cherry on top. I'm genuinely surprised. I really thought I was going to lose that game.
I am just glad that neither Ed Helms or Andre Brower in it, and not just Andre Brower. So it wasn't like, just all black guys look the same to you. Like, yeah, just any black guy that looks 55 looks like Andre Brower. Congratulations. So happy.
Oh, I'm in a really great mood now.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, what's your verdict?
No, Ted Danson's going to take some points off.
Oh, yeah. Ted Danson is like the Michael Jordan of cameos.
Yeah, he made Beastie Boys make some noise. They got at least 1.5 more marks from me than Ted Danson cameo.
That analogy being a giant slam on Magic Johnson, an NBA Hall of Famer who is actually in the music video.
Yeah. Well, when Magic Johnson does a movie with Bill Murray and Bugs Bunny, he can get back to us. But until he does that, Michael Jordan's still the greatest basketball player of all time.
Well, is Happy the Michael Jordan of music videos? Matt, what's your verdict?
Look, pretty fun. Not much of a story. I'm going to have to take points off the story. No Ted Danson. It didn't explain why being in a room without a roof would make you happy, which I was sort of hoping it would. That was one of the big mysteries of the song, and it didn't help solve that mystery. So again, so there's quite a few things to take marks off here, but it's such a fun song. And they got Steve Carell and some other celebrities, which is cool. So I'm going to give it 2.5.
It is fun. I like the dancing. Great range of characters. Great cameos. Sans Ted Danson. Didn't really go anywhere. It was a bit one-toned. But it was enough to put a smile on my face. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
3. Which, adding it up, that gives us a total score of 5.5 out of 10.
Wow.
Very competitive. A very strong outing for Pharrell Williams.
We have just blown the roof off of the room of music video scores.
Oh, I guess that's the mystery solved, right? There's that saying, to blow the roof off this place. You're having a really good time. You blow the roof off it, so you're happy. The room without a roof.
We were being oppressed. We were being oppressed by our evil overlord, the roof. And we...
Yeah. But then Pharrell Williams came, he blew the roof off the place, and we were happy. One more song. Oh, my. Oh, my. Chandelier. When we're talking about Beyonce's music video, we're talking about her dancing. You said it's pretty much like just if the girl was in her room dancing sort of on her own. Who knew at that point this video in the lineup would be just that, a girl dancing alone in her room? I'm speechless.
This gets off to a pretty interesting start. There is a girl standing in a doorway, and I thought that that was Sia, and I thought that she was naked, and they were just sort of blurring out the bad parts.
My thoughts exactly.
That was revealed to be a little bit of a creepy first reaction, because as the girl comes closer into shot, we see it is a girl who is maybe about 10, and luckily not naked, but just in a very skin beigey coloured, what is it called, leotard type thing.
Mm-hmm. Very fortunate she wasn't nude.
I think we would have had to downgrade the music video score if it included child pornography.
Yeah, I am now knowing how young she is, questioning the decision to even make it look like she might be nude at the beginning.
I don't know how intentional that was.
We talked about Beyonce being restless. This girl's on a whole nother level of restlessness.
She has some energy. She has some things. Not that she wants to stay, but she wants to get out through dance. Because she runs around her room, she lashes out, she's spinning around, flailing, chopping, diving on the floor, diving on the bed, jumping up and down on the bed. She goes, this bedroom can't contain me. I need more rooms to run around in.
I'm going to go to the kitchen.
Bam, sits down in the kitchen, starts putting things through the wall and in her head, and she goes, you know what? I'm going to go to the living room. She goes to the living room. She's playing with the curtains. I mean, that was a bit of an empty living room. It's a bit of a sad living room. There isn't really much to do in that living room except dance.
It's a sad apartment. Like, it starts with this tracking shot down the hallway, and it looks sort of abandoned. And then you get into the bedroom and the kitchen and the living room, and it's very dark and very bare. There aren't like photos of the family up on the wall or bright colored flowers on the tables. It's very almost like no one's been living in the house for 5 years. So like people moved out 5 years ago, left some of the furniture there.
I think that's how she became so good at dance at such an early age, because there was nothing else to do. There were no games to play, no toys, no books to read, no food to eat. So all she did was dance.
Mm. So, yeah, like, it's just there's so many different things she does in the space of the 3-4 minute music video. She's jumping, she's hopping, she pulls her hair for a bit. She sort of, does this weird thing, as you said, with the curtains, where she puts her face in between the two curtains and then sort of runs her face down the curtains. I didn't quite get what that was about.
She moved her eyelids up and down, made her look like a doll or a robot.
She almost seemed like to be honest, at times I thought she was like a little cat or something, you know, like she jumped down, pounced from the doorway. And the way she'd make some sort of facial expressions and things like, you know, with her teeth or with her hands and stuff. Then she'd be a bit of a hopping, I thought that was a bit more like a rabbit. But anyway, some sort of critter.
Showing a lot of range, not just in her dance moves and abilities, but in her resemblance of wild animals.
Mm. What journey did she take us on? Because I think at the beginning, there's sort of still, she then jumps down, and then she just does a whole bunch of stuff. But from that point when she jumps down, what journey does she take us on?
Other than on a lovely tour of her crappy apartment, I think it's just an emotional journey, right? Thank you, Year 12 English class. An emotional journey of how, no matter how things are, no matter how crappy in an apartment you live in, you choose your own actions. And if your action is to dance around the place and go nuts and swing from a chandelier, then you can go nuts and swing from a chandelier.
I don't know. I was very... I didn't feel like this took me anywhere. Like, I feel like I got that message 10, 20 seconds in, and they're just more of the same the whole time.
It was pretty much exactly the same as the Wrecking Ball video, but with swinging from the chandelier instead of coming in like a wrecking ball. Started off what was seemingly equally sexualized. Fortunately, continued to be, actually ended up being less sexualized than Wrecking Ball.
That girl was great at the splits.
Yeah, I was like, stop. Whoa! I thought you were going to stop.
Yeah. Should I try the splits?
Sure.
I know last... Wait, I was going to wait for you to walk me down from that. Because last year, Taylor Swift booze. You were very reluctant for me to do that.
But it's just the message that they give you in the first 20 seconds and don't really elaborate on.
I did feel a bit, very much like I was watching the Beyoncé music video. And maybe it was through the lens of your comment of, really what she's doing is just what a girl or woman would do in her room when she's dancing. But I think it sort of proved my point that Beyoncé pulls off that a lot better than just any ordinary girl does. Because when Beyoncé was doing it, I was a bit like, that's weird. Like, it's a bit weird just a woman on her own dancing around on the beach. But I definitely thought this is more weird, the girl doing it in her room. the 11-year-old. And the kinds of dance moves she was doing, some of the, like, splits, very impressive, but still weird. Correct?
Nah, you got this turned around. You can dance as crazy as you want in your own room. But as soon as you take that outside of the room into a public space, no matter how normal that dancing seems, it is now crazy outside of said room.
I think when it's in a music video, it looks crazy wherever the setting is. And I think when you look like Beyoncé, you can pull it off a bit more. And when you can move like Beyoncé, you can pull it off a bit more.
Well, I'm not going to compare the looks of Beyoncé to an 11-year-old, but I will compare the technique involved, and the girl in Chandelier blows Beyoncé away.
I haven't even gotten to my biggest issue with this music video, which I might save for when I give the score.
Well, I'm going to give my score and say that I think this music video perhaps had the greatest potential of any of the music videos because it displays something that required skill. The dancing there, and dancing has been a theme throughout these music videos, and this is by far the most technical and original dancing. And it's in a weird setting, this crazy girl in a weird haircut, and it grabs your attention. But it doesn't go anywhere. There's no payoff for that potential. I'm going to give it a 2.5 out of 5.
Okay. Just addressing your, like, it just saying that requires skill. Who cares? What's something that requires a whole lot of skill? Like, I don't know, playing chess really well or something. Like, that requires a lot of mental skill. But, it, like, if I put a guy playing chess really well in a music video, he doesn't go, well, he required a lot of skill to pull that off.
But it's a visual medium. Playing chess isn't visually entertaining. Dance is one of the most visually entertaining things you can do.
Yeah. But I think, like, it's more how it, what the result is rather than how much skill is required to do it. Because otherwise you just get a dancer who had, like, this dancer with quite a lot of skill to do that over and over again. Anyway, point taken. There was some good dance moves in there that did require a lot of skill. And they did pitch for a tone that was quite unique. So, and look, it piqued your interest at the beginning. You weren't sure who that was in the doorway. Like, they hooked you in well. So there were some good things there. Here's my biggest problem, and this is going to cost it a lot of points. The main line of the song is, I want to swing from a chandelier. I was wanting to see her swing from a chandelier at some point in this music video. We didn't even see a chandelier. This is disastrous to tease me with that imagery of someone swinging from a chandelier and not to deliver. And you said it didn't go anywhere. Imagine if it had gone there. She jumped out the window and grabbed onto a chandelier and just swung off that. That would have been amazing. Would have gotten a huge score. Instead, I'm just left disappointed at no chandelier swinging. In a music video called Chandelier, it'd be like the Wrecking Ball video. The Wrecking Ball never came in. It was Miley Cyrus with the hammer the whole time. I'm giving this a 1 out of 5. There's no chandelier. This is a disaster. This is, like, I don't know what they were thinking.
Look, I can sit here and argue the merits of subverting expectations, the metaphor over the literal, but no chandelier in a song about chandeliers is truly criminal. It would be like Pharrell's song with a bunch of miserable people just moping about, no clapping and no dancing, and yet we're supposed to get happy to this happy song. It wouldn't make any sense. You'd be like, what's going on here? Well, what's going on here? Where's the chandelier?
And to be honest, I was even a bit disappointed Pharrell's video didn't have that room without a roof in it. I'm all fine for, like, metaphors and subverting expectations, not in music videos. It's 3 minutes. I'm wanting to see cool stuff. I'm wanting payoffs from these sorts of things. That means the total score for Sears, or Sia, or whatever her name is, Chandelier, is 3.5 out of 5. Boy, I think this is actually the closest we've ever had with our reviews in terms of from fifth to first.
Have we been able to figure out the order of that somehow? Are we able to determine a winner?
Let's see. They are close, so we'll have to. There is 2 points separating all 5 music videos.
The points could not be closer. The stakes could not be higher.
Yeah, because the winner of this gets a vote from us for the MTV Video Music Awards. That vote could decide who takes home the award. We could literally be handing, not literally because we won't be presenting the award, we could figuratively be handing the VMA to one of these 5 celebrities.
It didn't work last year because we definitely did not vote for Mirrors, but do not doubt Screen Verdict's ability to swing the vote for whoever wins the coveted MTV VMA award.
Well, wait, only if the vote, if the votes were closer last year, our vote would have made the difference.
Yeah.
So anyway, in fifth place, we've got Iggy Azalea featuring Charlie XCX, Fancy, not Fancy Enough. In next to last place, in tying for third place, sorry, we've got Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball and Sia's Chandelier on 3.5 out of 10. 35%. Not bad at third.
Only two to go.
I'll announce the winner. Second place got 4 out of 10. First place got 5.5 out of 10. And that was Pharrell Williams with Happy.
I'm happy.
The only guy in the race.
Oh, that's really not great. With all those horrible, unsubstantiated rumors of Screen Verdict bias and chauvinistic tendencies, that was.
I thought you were going to say people thought we were gay. You went with the worst rumour that we're chauvinists. Okay, so Jonathan's voted, and I encourage you to all vote for Pharrell Williams Happy. Let's rock the vote, because if you can vote too, let's get that Screen Verdict vote pumping, and let's all be responsible for giving superstar celebrity Pharrell Williams an MTV Video Music Award. We can do it.
That would make me happy.
That would make me happy. Because we're claiming it if he wins. So, we've got our one piece of housekeeping. It's a pretty epic podcast, this one, as it should be. But we've got one piece of housekeeping and it's some listener feedback. I think we're reintroducing our award, Listener of the Week. An award you probably want to win more than a VMA. And Jonathan, fill us in on this.
This week we got a message at facebook.com/screenverdictpodcast from one of our many lovely listeners. and they had this to share with the podcast. I'm surprised by the amount of likes you guys have.
Okay, stop you right there. When I read that line, I was a bit worried.
I thought this was a diss.
Yeah, I thought people can be quite mean on the internet, and one of them's found their way to the Screen Medic fan page. They listened to a podcast and hated it, and they've come on and go, I'm surprised that you have any, how many likes you guys have. You should have none. That's how much you guys suck. But anyway, this takes a bit of a twist, so keep reading.
You should have way more.
Whoa! There we go.
There's a twist for you. You guys are funny and give honest and hilarious film reviews. Plus you're Aussies. So as fellow citizens of our awesome country, I would just like to tell you that awesome. Smiley face.
Do you know who else is awesome?
Me?
No. She just said we're someone other than us.
Oh.
Alex Deverson.
So Alex Deverson, thanks so much for the kind words. Runaway winner for Listener of the Week has pulled a Pharrell.
Yeah, she's made us happy. And yet, we're funny and we're hilarious.
And honest.
We're honest, which means we either are really honest guys or we're really good at convincing Alex that we're honest. We're really good liars.
Both of which are good qualities to have.
Yeah, you'd hate to be a bad liar. Because then you're not honest and you're not tricking anyone. Like the word. But I'll be frank. I am honest.
Me too.
Jonathan just gave me the dirtiest look. Don't do that. Jonathan was just tapping his nose. His face just... He's not that honest, but I'm so honest I'm going to blow the lid off that. Okay, well, we're happy. Pharrell Williams is happier.
We hope you're happiest, and we'll see you next week.